Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Good evening. The show tonight begins a pondering question of the violence in the Straits of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. The violence accelerated early with reports from Al Jazeera repeating what they'd been told by state media in Tehran, repeating what they'd been told by the IRGC, that missiles or drones, they didn't specify, had targeted an American naval warship and struck it twice. CENTCOM denied that the ship had been hit, didn't say that they hadn't been shot at. Through the day, the violence accelerated in all directions. There was a ramming attack of some nature in Leipzig, two dead, many injured. There was a barrage of missiles launched at the UAE, hitting fuel tanks, storage tanks, that are burning out of control and will burn for days, I'm told, hitting at least one ship, maybe several more, in a port that is bypassing the Straits of Hormuz, passing the oil to the Gulf of Oman where it can be extracted. What is not happening is a successful transit of the Straits of Hormuz for all the oil that's bottled up in the Persian Gulf. Two big tankers did move through the day, we're told. At the same time, the violence continued, with the U.S. Navy saying it attacked small boats coming out of Iran. Helicopters attacked them. There were reports that Iran was getting ready for another barrage. That has not appeared, but there was a report of a burning Korean vessel, either in the Persian Gulf or in the Straits of Hormuz. The violence accelerated all day long. It only stopped for darkness. We'll get more reports tomorrow. At the same time, the diplomatic efforts over the weekend came to nothing. Both sides are maintaining their position. Open the Straits of Hormuz, and then open the Straits of Hormuz, and then. From both sides. I didn't learn anything specific about what the hang-up is, just the demands for the public consumption. Other news concluded Venezuela, where Delcy Rodriguez, the acting president, is acting more and more like she's going to be the permanent president. Alejandro Pina Esclusa of the opposition joined me to say that the frustration was obvious in the opposition. Half the political prisoners have not been released. There's no date for an election. And Delcy Rodriguez is traveling around the region, maintaining that she represents the United States' intentions in Venezuela. In Brazil, there is a strange and happy turn. The Senate and Assembly have challenged Lula da Silva and reduced Jair Bolsonaro's sentence from 27 years to 2 or 3. Maybe next year he'll be released. At the same time, many of his supporters who were jailed for 17 years are going to be released eventually as well. The president threatened to veto the legislation, but he saw quickly that there was an override vote and didn't bother. This is all entanglement of personalities. Lula da Silva will be 80 years old running for re-election. Jair Bolsonaro's son, Flavio, in his 30s, is running for the opposition. It's really not a contest of energy. It's a contest of loyalties to the partisans. Other news from the Caribbean. Cuba has rejected what it characterizes excessive demands of the U.S. The president has made remarks about taking over Cuba, something vague. Panama saying that it is being caught between the U.S. and China in dispute, and we're told last week that Panamanian slag vessels are being harassed and lawfare turned on them by the Chinese to punish them for being part of a state that denied or defied or challenged or pushed back against Chinese soft power aggression. There's much more to the story today, but the Gulf is going to dominate the news for some days, maybe weeks, maybe months. The Wall Street analyst, the the gurus say there's a 30-day window for this to be settled. After that, there are shortages of jet fuel, there are shortages of diesel, there are shortages of gasoline. There'll be price spikes and damage to all economies going forward. Already in Asia, the Asia Development Bank says it's cutting the GDP expectation of all the taggers out there in half. Thank you for listening. Good night.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.